The Mind Aware, 539.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Hey, we had a really interesting question come in, and I'm going to just warn you right off the bat right now, this is not going to be one of those episodes where I'm saying, here's point one, here's point two, here's point three, and I think you'll see why in just a second. So somebody wrote to us, and what they said, and by the way, if you would like your question on the show, you can just head over to danawild.com/askdana, danawild.com/askdana. So here's what she said. She is a self-esteem NLP EFT tapping practitioner slash coach, and she's been doing it for a long time, 10 years, and she has been trying to figure out the best way to word her marketing pieces, finding it challenging to phrase it because she's working with mostly women who've been abused, single parents, and other life skills coaches. So she's using the phraseology that has to do with the deeply rooted scars of abuse. And so some of the suggestions that she had in saying, how should I best phrase my wording when I'm calling out to my ideal audience? And she's got these few choices: the deeply rooted scars of abuse and how to free yourself, the deeply rooted scars of abuse and how to overcome and see your strength, see and know your strength, right? Releasing the deeply rooted scars of abuse and reclaiming your self-worth, and so on. So I want to talk about several things related to this, because most of us are trying to write marketing copy. We're trying to somehow call out, whether it's in Facebook posts or blog posts or marketing pages or sales pages, but we're trying to get on the radar of the people that we know we can help. And I'm certainly no copywriter. I don't claim to be an expert, but I've read and studied enough about this and also tried to be mindful in my own marketing copy that I've got a lot to say on it. And we're going to take a little meandering path here and really piece this out together in how best to do this. So in this particular case, you might be surprised to find out that I actually think that this is not too bad. If you're talking about having the scars of abuse and how to free yourself, that somebody might see themselves in that. So you're right on target in a sense. And here's what I mean. Sometimes I think as marketers, we tend to market our solution. So we have a solution, we know it can help them, and we want to talk about our solution. If it was this person, she might say like the four steps to freeing yourself of tapping. Or I maybe in the past have led with how to train your brain for success, right? How to train your brain to overcome your mental blocks or something like that. But the reality is the people I'm attracting or the people that are coming into my world that have never heard of Train Your Brain, they don't know they've got mental blocks maybe. And I had an experience that really drove this home for me in a big way. I send out an email every day, and every day I get, you know, a certain percentage of people that open the email and click for the offer that's in the email. And so it's pretty consistent. I can count on what's coming in and what's happening. And one day I sent out an email that had a subject line that there was going to be a free marketing calendar in the email. And the percentage was just crazy, off the charts, of people who opened it and clicked on it. And I had to kind of laugh. I kind of chuckled to myself when I saw it because I was reminded that people, even in the Train Your Brain sandbox, think that they need more marketing. They think they need more marketing help. Me too. I'm just as susceptible to falling prey to that. When in reality, what all of us need, myself and you and everybody included, is more mindset help, right? Not more marketing help. So I had to do the double take and remind myself that when I'm talking to people, they think their problem is marketing. So even though I'm a mindset expert and I help people get their mindset on board and I help people change their stories and manifest the things that they want through brain training and leveraging the power of mindset, I realize that I can't be out in the world talking about it in that way. I have to be using terminology having to do with marketing. Are you stuck in your business? No matter how much action you take, are you having a challenge? Like, really talk about that action. Can you not seem to find your perfect marketing method? So you might know I've created a quiz called Your Marketing Superpower, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, because all entrepreneurs want to know what their marketing superpower is, and you can go take that quiz. And they come into our world looking for their marketing superpower, but then they get into our world and they soon become indoctrinated to the idea and realize, like, okay, maybe marketing's not their problem. And so then they learn the Train Your Brain way. They learn how to build their business by feeling good and so forth and so on. So this is the conundrum here. Some of the challenges with wording is we get influenced by our culture. And so I would be careful in this particular wording that you've got when you're talking about deeply rooted scars of abuse. Sometimes the words we use, we are perpetuating the problem, even though we're trying to call out the problem. Are those scars of abuse deeply rooted? And maybe that's your belief system, and I certainly don't want you to change your belief system. But if you think that they're easy to change, and I'm guessing if you're a tapping and emotional freedom technique practitioner, you do. You know that people can change things literally in a matter of minutes using those methods. Then maybe I'd be careful about using those words deeply rooted. So I have a similar issue with most mindset people are out there talking about, is your brain sabotaging you? Are you sabotaging yourself? Oh, if I just hate seeing that, right? Is your brain sabotaging you? I believe your brain is your best friend. I could use marketing copy and put out there, is your brain sabotaging you or are you sabotaging yourself? And I would attract people using that messaging, but I really don't believe that messaging and I don't want to perpetuate the stereotype. So you won't see me using that type of wording. So this is the thing to think about. How can you talk about where they're at and the problem they have and gain their attention so they can come into the world and get to know you? And I'm going to give you a story here that you're really going to like. And I actually ran into Frank Kern not so long ago and asked, because I said, you know, I'm telling this story all the time. And he had forgotten that he had ever told it. So he said, go ahead, it's yours to tell. So this is a Frank Kern story. So here, Frank Kern, by the way, is a big internet marketer. And here's what happened to him. He went to the gym and he was working out. And he must have made a crazy wincing face or something because he was lifting a weight and suddenly a personal trainer from across the room, she walked across the room, she came up to him and she said, you know, I can't help but notice that it looks like you're in pain. When you lifted that, it looked like you have a little shooting pain that went into your toe, but it ran up your leg and then it hit your hip and it started throbbing, but ultimately it settled in your back where it felt like a burning coal. And he said, yeah, I do. That's exactly right. What do you got for me? Well, she never said that she had anything that could fix the pain, but she was able to describe that pain so clearly that he was ready to write her a check for any amount to fix it. And so this is our challenge as marketers. And this is your challenge, listener who wrote in about this. You are not selling your solution. You are selling them their pain. And what I mean by that is you are talking about their problem and you're calling out their problem and you're getting to know them so clearly that you can speak in their language and the way they're thinking about it, and the way they are lying awake at night, thinking in bed about the thing that's giving them stress. when you can talk about it in so clearly, like you're in their head, what happens is that their reticular activating system in their brain, right? Every one of us, we have a little matchmaker that lives in our head, and it listens to us all day, every day. And it says, what are you thinking about, Dana? What are you thinking about? This must be important to you. Well, when your client is sitting there thinking about this and thinking about this, their reticular activating system is going, this must be important to you. I'm going to look out for solutions for you. I'm on the lookout. And actually, what they're really on the lookout is for verbiage that sounds like that. So you have a client that you're attracting who has maybe had a history of abuse, has been in some bad situations of some kind or another. You want to speak the way they're thinking in their brain. So you might be thinking things like, do you feel like you're scarred and that it's deeply rooted? Right? Do you wish you could shake this once and for all? Are you tired of thinking about this? Would you like to be able to break free from this? Like, think about the ways they're thinking. And certainly, this is my first crack at speaking to that target, so I'm sure you could do much, much better than I can. But when you can describe the way they're thinking so clearly and then offer them those words of comfort, and I love all of these that you've got, know how to free yourself, reclaim your self-worth, see your strength, all of these are beautiful, beautiful words of hope, then that is the 1-2 combination of marketing. Speak the problem, get their attention, because their reticular activating system is working on your behalf. And then once you've got their attention, offer them those soothing words of hope that you've got the solution. Okay? And so that goes for everybody listening, right? These are giving you the example of train your brain and marketing and the one that this practitioner sent in. But think about it for yourself too. What is the problem that your client is thinking about and thinking about and thinking about and thinking about? Can you describe it so clearly it's like you're in their head? Because if you can, you will get their attention, and when you get their attention, they will be, and remember, when you describe the problem so clearly, they'll think you have the solution automatically, and now you'll be in their corner, and they'll be in your corner, and it'll be a big old love fest all the way around. We'll all be happy, right? So these are the finer points, and have some fun with this and see what you think about it. And at the end of the day, you know, sometimes I do these marketing episodes and I know, like, I love marketing, so I can get very intricate in details about the way to market and the things to market. But this wouldn't be a Mind Aware show if I didn't remind you before we left that do the best you can with this and do the parts that are fun. But if you don't do any of it, it doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is your mindset. That's what we know for sure on the Mind Aware show. So follow the feel good. If this is a feel good for you to play with this and get good at this and practice this, and if you love marketing and you love figuring things out like puzzles like this, then do this. Do this, because this is the stuff that's tried and true and has worked. And we're trying to do it in a better way here. We're trying to do it in a more feel good way. But don't let any of these details stop you, because the only thing that matters is your mindset. Think success. Think positive expectation. Think of all the things that are working for you. Make those lists of the things that are going right. Know that when you take intentional action, you jump up and down and you say your mantras and you get yourself feeling good before action, that's really what's building your business. So I know that you know that, and I wanted to make sure and remind you of that too, because that is the single most important thing. And we'll see you real soon. See you on the show next time.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?